kicking it live with Dabu 7. Right here, don't you know, telling you the news the way it really is told. We won't hear it anywhere else. Right here on our Freedom Network station, kicking it to you hot and fresh across the nation on XM radio, across platforms, even on the internet, even in a storm. Dabu 7, bring the news to you. It's the underground, baby. It's the underground. Coming in fresh and he's kicking it hot. Listen to him, you know about the charts. You know what I'm saying, folks? Please help support us. Make a donation to us so we can meet our $1,600 deficit. So we don't go dark, folks. Call that number. You know the digits, 252-833-9067 to make that donation. Whether it be $5, $10, maybe $20, maybe $100, maybe the whole thing. But just help us out so we can meet our challenge, so we won't have this deficit on our heads. You know, we take all credit cards, major debit or credit. Give us a call. Once again, 252-833-9067 to place your donation to help us out. Appreciate it. It's Michael DeSilva. Thanks in advance. Dabu 7 will be momentarily on the scene, folks. Keep it right here.
Good evening, and a much love, Underground World News Live coming at you. Nuji, thank you for that right out the gate. Try to get some feedback here on the audio and the video right out the gate if we can. Make sure everything's looking and sounding solid. Macker, thank you for the love. Thank you for sharing the link. Lone Warrior, Susie Q, Sean. Everybody out there that shares the stream, it's appreciated to the fullest. Angry Fish, thank you for the diamond. Jenny, thank you for the host. Milwaukee Bucks fan, thank you for the diamond. Thank you for the love, guys. It's appreciated. Tooge, celebrating a 32-month sub streak. Dang, boy. An animal. Coming in big there, man. Much love, my brother. Always remember to check out Tooge. Most nights after I'm live, he goes live 10:30 and he's kind of got... He just goes live whenever he feels he wants to. Kev Barth, thank you for the love. I want to thank everybody out there for the love. It's appreciated to the fullest. Net Donna in the house with us. Alf, Judge Britt, Joe, T-Van. I want to thank everybody out there that sends prayers my way. It's appreciated to the fullest. And as always, I'll give shout-outs on any PayPals or Buy Me a Coffee links here at the end of the stream. I missed Nitty Bomb and Vikes Fan on the last one. Thank you, Carol, as well. Much love to all you guys. Hope everybody's doing good. Joe's with us here tonight. I've got plenty to talk about. Plenty going on. Missed the last show because busy with other things, but here we are. And kick it off here. going over to the earthquake map, which is pretty interesting. Last time I talked about this, I was talking about Baja down here, and I was talking about this area up to the Salton Sea. This is one to watch, especially if you're anticipating a big earthquake hitting California on the West Coast. And a shout-out to all the Patriots on Patriot TV, Beard Vet and the crew. Much love. But we have an uptick here. This is surpassed the 5 range. We're at 5.2 now in the Gulf of California. And they're growing larger. This is something to pay attention to, man. I'm telling you, because I've seen these swarms in the past, and I've seen, I don't know, I just want to get these feelings, man. It seems like it's always within days we start to see some action. Hopefully this is the biggest bit of it. My biggest fear is this is going to work its way up toward the Salton Sea, which is not too far away, which is right here. And if it cracks into this fault line whatsoever, and it starts going, this thing will ring like a bell and it will not stop. I mean, I think last time it rang for maybe months. It's well over a month. It's thousands of earthquakes coming through here. And we're starting to see, what is this, a 3.8 right down the road from it. So, now, another spot that I'm always watching. Thank you, Gia Marie. Much love. Thank you for that diamond. West Texas. Let's see if they've got some... There we go. Get some layout on that. You can see West Texas here. Some swarming going on. Could be associated with all this activity over here. Because what I've been telling you for a while now is we've got to watch this Mid-Atlantic Ridge. Because whenever it seems to have an uptick of activity from Iceland right here, following this line past the Azores, this pinch point, which often sees activity down to the Serpent Heads, which is seeing activity right there in the mouth of the one Serpent Head. So what I always watch for is East Coast activity. Sure enough, right off this line, we've got a 4.5 that struck. As we work our way down, we've had quakes register right here in eastern Kentucky. 2.2 here within the past 48 hours. And in Georgia, they've seen the biggest activity, a 2.1 and a 4.2. The 4.2 catches my attention. You don't see them every day. A quake that size can travel throughout the area. Many people said to have felt this that hit in Georgia throughout the surrounding area. We'll keep an eye on it. I mean, it's kind of an odd spot for that to pop up. We'll keep an eye on it. Anything else, any swarming comes of it, I'll keep you guys posted. I'll do an update video. Meat Puppet in the house. Good to see you. Thank you for the diamond. Shout out to Deaf Mike and company as well. Hope all is doing good. I want to give some shout outs here to the family of our boy, Eric. Sending prayers out to Big E. He needs them tonight, him and his family, for his father. So please keep him in mind in your prayers. Shout outs to Charlie. Shout outs to Kev Barr. The whole crew out there. D. White. All right, gonna shift gears over to space here real quick. We've got a big sunspot facing Earth right now. This is sunspot AR3038, and it's a big one. It has doubled in size in only 24 hours. It has unstable beta-gamma magnetic fields that harbor energy for at least M-class solar flares. I've said that in the past, and these things have let loose with X-flares. So really, to me, with these sunspots, anything can happen at any given time. The most important thing is where they're facing. In this one, 3038 is facing Earth. Any of the ones that come around right to center, when it gets center of the camera, that camera sits out in subspace in a gravity well between Earth and the sun. And it's monitoring all this. So whenever you see those sunspots looking right at the camera, Earth is right behind the camera. and we've seen them send glancing blows of plasma and energy right to and through these cameras, messing with them in the past. But space, big mystery. One thing I know is for sure, that sun's out there. It's very real. You could feel its heat on your skin if you step out into that sun. But again, the sun, I believe, is not what some out there think it is, this big ball of fire. It's not fire at all. It's plasma energy.
That's right.
Could very well be cold fusion.
Yeah, that's what
I wonder why you see things feeding off the sun and going in and out of it. How could that be? Well, in the vastness of space, it's cold, even heading toward the sun. The only thing that gives us the temperature here is we're inside of a bubble, almost kind of like sitting in your car on a sunny day. You can feel the heat coming in, building inside of the cab. Same thing underneath the lens, the little bubble of atmosphere we live in here on Earth. Because once you get out into space, right outside by the moon, you start heading toward the sun. It's not like it's getting hotter every step of the way toward it. It's not how it works. Plus, you go over and you check out SOHO, LASCO, C1, and 2. It's like a highway out there in space. There's just a zillion things flying around.
There's no air in that space.
What is it? Rock, ice should all be pulled toward the sun. Unless it's not all that. I believe that we've got a lot of activity out there. If we do see a big CME come off the sun, Earth-facing, just keep in mind an earthquake watch kind of goes hand-in-hand with that. Now, in terms of weather, it's in my belief that this is something that is heavily manipulated by man, and it's not with good intentions here on planet Earth. They're pushing an agenda that is meant to control the masses, call it climate, whatever. I feel, matter of fact, and I don't just base this on a whim, I base this off of hard evidence that we've come across throughout the years, knowing there's facilities like HART, knowing that there's mobile stations on boats out there, knowing that there's ionospheric heaters sitting in places like Puerto Rico and a ton of other places, knowing that they cloud seed, knowing they do all these things. They have the ability. But we don't see them doing or even talking about trying to counter the drought which is being created in this country. Some people just turn on a cheek to it, acting like it's not there. It's pretty stupid. To me, they're trying to run everybody out of the West to control it. And it's happening slowly. It's kind of like boiling the frog. It's happening, though. People fleeing in. The water crisis, as I'm about to show you, is at a whole new level. Sometimes seeing is believing. Now, I've got a big video here. This thing was just posted on the 17th, and a shout out to these guys for getting out here and doing this. This is what it's all about, getting out there. If you've got something in your neck of the woods that deserves a lot of attention and the world needs to see it, let me know, dabu7@yahoo.com. I'll take videos like this, and I'll share them all day long, especially if it's shedding light on what's really happening out here. This old boy and his son get out to Lake Mead. And they've been documenting what's been going on out here. But in this video, it's already gotten over 2 million views here just since the 17th. It shows you that the water level is dropping fast. And I mean fast. I'm just going to start this and give an introduction. And I'm going to skip through it as we go and just try to hit some of the key spots and points. Because I don't want to play a whole video. But I want to play some of the key spots, especially when he's walking down the boat ramp and he's pointing out all the different levels of where the water was in the years. And just in the past 2 weeks, it's dropped so dramatically, it's insane. They say that within the next 2 weeks, at the rate that it's going, no boats will even be able to come in there. The young man, the son that's in here, said he heard people in the boat dock waiting to get in here, saying that they would never return. People were waiting 4 to 5 hours. Just to put their boat in the water and then think you got to send somebody back up to get the truck 4 to 5 hours in advance to go wait in line just to pick the boat back up. Wow. You talk about a nightmare. And this is the reality of what's happened.
out here.
Update.
I'm out of breath because I just walked up here.
I told you guys that I would be back in 2 weeks from my last water level update of Lake Mead. We're going to go look around. I'm going to compare 2 weeks ago till now. Those of you that don't know about Lake Mead, this water source provides millions of people with water, and a lot of people are getting a little bit nervous because the water level is dropping really fast. So I did a video showing how fast it's actually dropping after a 2 week period. If this is your first time clicking on one of my videos, they found a couple bodies out here. One was in a barrel, one was just out in the middle of nowhere, but there has been barrels popping up. I know where a couple of them are at. Wait, I would say 900 to 1,000 yards. It's way up here. Just
look,
wanted
at
to show
that.
You this one. Year 2000. Way over here, it's about 300, 400 yards. So 2000 to 2002, it looked like we had a drought going. That other sign is way over there. And let's continue. So here's a 2008. I showed you guys this last time. Those of you that are new, there's several signs going down along the way. Right now we're probably 400 yards from the water still. It's way down there. And there's a line. There's also signs that say how long the estimated wait is. We're at the 2 hour wait sign. I don't think it's gonna be that long, but we will see. Like I was saying, the line was going to be long. It's gonna get even longer as it gets hot, and the weekends are gonna be ridiculous. 4 hour plus wait just to launch. It's not looking good. And then when you try to pick your boat up, you gotta get back in line, and you gotta wait another 4 hours just to pick up your boat. So here's Junior. He's been waiting in line.
Yep.
About an hour already, right?
Yeah, as he's been filming up there, I've been keeping up with the line, getting stuff ready. So if you've been thinking about coming out here, they said no boats over 24 foot and only shallow running boats. You can't have any big deep V bottoms or anything because the water's getting too shallow. We're going to go check it out right now as we're launching. Tell you.
All right, had an ad pop on, and as this pops on in place, I can't skip it. I'm just going to go ahead and say that these guys get into the water. I'm going to skip ahead to the point here where they're in the water going around to several different spots here in the waterway showing how low it is. Again, this is Lake Mead during the drought.
Our time, a few hundred yards from the water still. All right, 2021, not too long ago. Possibly 6-7 months ago, depending on when they posted this sign. We're still 200 yards from the water. It's way down there. Now you guys are realizing how fast this water is dropping. 2021 was only 6 months ago, and look at the water level. I think this is the last sign, so I'm just gonna walk up there and take a look. All right, so just walking down here is a pretty long walk. We're gonna go see how hard it is for people to launch and whether or not I can get my boat on. Some of these big boats, if they're able to launch, I shouldn't have any problems. I actually have a flat bottom tracker, and mine can launch in probably 5-6 inches of water. Some of these bigger boats are gonna have trouble. All right, so we're still working our way down, and they continue to build the ramp down. This is the issue we're having.
It's crazy to see. That's all very soft mud. If you guys tried to walk on that, you'd sink.
What you've all been waiting for, the thumbnail that went viral. We're looking at that boat. Check it out now. Let's go take a closer look.
There's the famous one. That is sad.
So this is our favorite boat right here to film for these videos, just because it's the easiest to see how much the water level's changed using this boat right here. Because it was sticking straight up. You can literally see how much the water level moves really easily.
All right, guys, I came out here like 31 days ago and then 14. I'm showing you the progression of the water drop.
Wow.
And this is the boat. There it is.
Completely exposed now, dude. Look, we are literally weeks away from Lake Mead, going down so far that it can't provide water for millions of people in these areas, especially the hydro dams, will not be supplying electricity. Dude, this is the biggest scam in history that we're living through right now. The governments of the world are orchestrating all of this. They're responsible for all of this, no doubt. And even on the other side of the coin, they are doing nothing to mitigate it. They're not cloud seeding out here and making it rain when you know they can. When you know they can. So what are they doing? Nothing. They're watching it as it gets worse. So, you know, we put out these warnings. I feel like I put them out all the time. But I feel like we're at a point to where, like, all the warning is, like, almost, it's, like, over. It's, like, here. It's, like, we told you that this thing was going to get here at this point in time, that it was going to be bad. Everyone just wanted to kind of stare and watch and do nothing. Well, thankfully, some people did something. For everybody that prepared, has a plan, if you don't, up to this point, if you're one of those that waited to the last minute, well, this is the last minute. Maybe you're going to wait to the last second, like this fall, when it's really going to be really bad. I've been trying to tell you how bad it is in terms of crops because they have no water. Farmers have zero water. I've watched farmer after farmer after farmer after farmer talk about on video that their generational farm that their grandpappies had and all this other stuff is now getting shut down because they have zero water. Whether they're growing corn, alfalfa, it doesn't matter. They have zero water. They have to shut down again. This is part of a huge orchestration by the global governments to make this happen. They're trying to submit we the people. It's time to rise and bust back, dude. It's either that or get stomped into submission. Get left with nothing. That's where they're taking us. They're trying to leave us depleted with no resources. Where it's also illegal to sell the natural God-given resources underneath your feet. The coal, the natural gas, everything that they don't want you to sell in the name of what? Climate change. So, this is insane. I showed the visuals, the satellite imagery of Lake Powell the other night. It is almost dried up to a bone. Add Lake Mead to the list. By the end of the year, it probably won't exist. It's just insane. You're talking about big bodies of water that are critical to this country and millions of people that have been here our entire lifetimes that are about to be gone. This is huge, man. Let me skip forward a little bit here. Just going to play a couple spots. They find a lot of extra barrels. Remember, they were finding bodies in these barrels. And it's going to end up going into an ad here. I'm just going to talk about this, recap on this, and move on. You guys get the point. It's bad. I hope you get the point. But they found a barrel. And he went up and kicked it. He goes, I'm going to go ahead and roll this one safe. It looks like they were using it for something. It's full of concrete. Yeah, it's full of concrete. We'll move on. Don't think any bodies in there. And I got to thinking, I'm like, hold on a second, dude. Like, it was the young boy. Like, maybe you ain't been around long enough, but yeah, there could be a body in that concrete. Yeah, that matter of fact, some mafia, people would do just that.
They kill a person, put them, encase them in concrete. Yeah,
they sure would. To make sure that thing never comes back to the surface.
Yeah.
You know how many dudes or how many people that are still alive that's dropped the body in these lakes are crapping their pants right now? Seriously. Because there's all kinds of bodies in here. What's insane is that these areas are the drinking water for millions of people. And they find bodies in them. I mean, it's sick to think of, but this is just another reason why you want to catch your own water. I wouldn't be caught in a state right now where I couldn't for the life of me. I mean, literally, for the life of you. Being in a state right now that does not allow you to collect rainwater is just asinine. How do you expect to survive moving forward from here? With this happening, knowing that this mega drought that they've created is just inching closer to the east. It's going to pass Colorado in the middle of the country, through Texas, and it's just going to make its way right to the east. It's just growing, and it has been. What's going to stop it? Your government's not. In the meantime, what do we have? We have this dangerous heat dome shifting eastward. Triple-digit temps expected for the southeast. And this is what I'm talking about right here. They're controlling all this. So I've reported on people already losing their lives in the heat wave. You have places getting hit that can't handle it all of a sudden. I'm just like, this country and its grid is in a very bad spot. Earl, thank you for the diamonds and the love. Net Donna in the house, thank you. And DY, thank you for the host. Led, celebrating the 1 month streak. Pollyanna, thank you for the diamond. Meat Puppet, thank you for the diamond. Playing catch up there. I hope you're staying cool. You know, I've taken a lot of time and put a lot of thought into what would be the best structure to live in going forward. And one thing that I had to constantly keep reminding myself and bringing myself back to in thinking of all this is just remember, man, there's going to be no power. Just remember, there's going to be no power. And I'm thinking to myself, every time, should I go build me a cabin? Can I go build me some adobe mud hut? Can I go this, that? What's the best option? Well, to me, it's what is going to hold heat and air the best? What's going to keep you alive in crazy conditions? Say you have no electric and you're going into 100 plus degree temps, crazy temps that the government's creating here. You have no electric. People are dying. Would you rather be in a house that cools itself naturally through convection processes or just be in a regular trailer, regular house, regular cabin that doesn't do none of that? All of a sudden, I start thinking, this is where it would probably pay to be built into the earth because the earth is always at median 55, like 60 degree temperature. And that this is the whole thing that brought me toward Earthships or anything like it that can use the cooling of the earth and pulling it into the house and the structure and taking the heat out. Plus the Earthships have greenhouses built on the south side, and I think they're one of the most brilliant things out there. This day and age, trying to get one built may be a little difficult with all the supply chain crunches and supplies being on short hand. That's with anything. Just trying to build a normal house. I'm watching the guys that I watch and I follow. They've been waiting weeks on certain stuff. I've got some videos here tonight. I'm hoping it'll put things into perspective when you see them. I've got one toward the end here of a guy talking about the gas shortage, a truck driver right here in this country, showing just how real this whole thing is. A lot of people, I think, are living in their own little bubbles, not seeing the bigger picture here of how bad this is. We've been trying to warn about it. But stay cool out there if you're in this heat wave, guys. Because I got a feeling we're in for a long, hot summer at this rate. We ain't even officially kicked it off yet. So let's look at Texas. Texas, heat scorched. It has a town there called Odessa. There's also an Odessa in Ukraine, maybe in your memory bank. But this Odessa has been without water for over a week. It's because of aging infrastructure. We've talked about this a million times. And we also talked about this administration passing an infrastructure bill worth billions in. Nothing's gotten fixed in this country. I mean, you're being held hostage. I mean, no bridges are being fixed. No grids are being fixed. No, nothing. The border's depleted. No. We're being invaded on the daily. I mean, dude, what's it going to take? Everybody's just, I don't even want to throw a cuss word out there, but soft at this point, because I want to go off on a tangent on just how pissed off I am. But what I realize here is I can sit there and I can go off about that all the time. People are looking for someone to step up. So if I was to step up and go out there kamikaze, what would that do? I guess only time will tell. At some point, people are going to have to get up and make decisions and ride. It's just that simple. In your state. Or do nothing. Just sit back and let them take absolutely everything from you. Some people are not going to have that. When they show up on the property, when they show up here nor there, they're going to send hot lead to them. You understand me? And it's just the way that it's going to go down. And people can cry, well, it was such a good guy. I can't believe they went up there and Waco'd him and all this. Well, maybe if you guys, other good people, were up there defending them and helping them, they wouldn't be dead. And what people are failing to realize is when you just sit there and watch all your neighbors get picked off, you have no help. You have no help. You sit there and watch, like, again, trying to keep it clean here. You've sat back weak and just watched everybody get picked off. And then, what, you expect some white knights to show up out of the shadows and save the day? It's pathetic. That's the biggest problem I see with America right now. So many people in the days thinking some superheroes are going to come out of the shadows all of a sudden and save the day. Pathetic.
Well, you're just
ain't nobody coming to saving no one anywhere.
No.
And haven't been. As they drop bombs right now as I speak in some other country. Yemen or Africa somewhere. Killing people. No white knights coming to save the day from no one.
Nope.
The closest thing you could get to a white knight is people stopping the bombs from dropping.
There you go.
That's why I speak on it. Shed light on it. We got to do something. I understand we don't have all the money in the world to do certain things, but I'm going to tell you, some people out there do. They've got this money and been sitting on it and they haven't done nothing. And something's watching. A higher something's watching. So when this gets taken from you, when you get brought low, it's because you earned it. Because you were given a chance to do good things for people and you did nothing. For people out there that have a means and do not help others, woe to you. Mm-hmm. And again, people that think that they're going to camp out in the middle of the city with their generator when all the lights go out, and you don't think all the zombies around you aren't going to hear the generator, aren't going to see your lights on, aren't going to see all of it and come and take everything you got? You're smoked. You're smoked. It's about community. I'm really hoping that people start to get that sooner or later. Because when you do, when you start to see the community things start to build, you will actually start to see grassroots protests. Not just protests, just marches, gatherings. You ain't got to call them protests, you ain't got to call them marches, just gatherings, man. You need to start having them. Summer's the time to do it. Really wish someone would have an event. Just because, you know, I've had my own events, and I don't want it to always feel like it's my stuff. Like, if somebody else has an event popping off out there, let me know. If you've got out in the country fields, whatever acreage, you got people coming out, bands playing, just good old people meeting up, hanging out, let me know. Dabu7@yahoo.com. There's a ton of people out there that are itching just for that, just to get out and meet other like-minded people while they got a chance. And I would suggest you do it. I would use this window and get out and do it. Don't forget, it was just a short time ago, they were shutting us down. You had to have essential papers just to drive places. People are so short-sighted and stupid. One given day in the future, they're going to do it again. It's already been picked. Just like 9/11, all these events are. You better use this window to your biggest advantage, because they're going to lock things down cold. This is a beta test, man. You guys know. You didn't even live through a pandemic. Wasn't bodies stacked up anywhere. It was all a lie. Now look back at everything. Now look back and reflect. Look back at the beginning. China. Bodies stacked up everywhere. On the curbs. Having to. It was all a lie. And all the governments of the world participated in this. That tells you they're all in bed together. It's game over. We're done screwed. Politicians done sold us out. We're done. And they keep playing this illusion that you have some other chance come the next election. Carrot on a stick crap. Shame on you for keep falling on for this crap, man. I don't even know what to say anymore. Some cats I thought that would be bowdy, so to speak, a real patriot in the end, are checking out to be nothing but Trump trainers. And it pisses me off. It just, again, if that's what you're expecting to come save the day, you're screwed. That's all I got to say. I don't even know if we'll have another election, but before I even get to the politics, let me finish up with some of this other stuff. Let me talk about a warning put out here. This is out of Prince County, VA. Out of Virginia. Last time we were there, we were marching for our people. So we get up off our ass and we'll go to other states to back our people, which we've done. Standing out in the streets, strapped. while a bunch of people sit at home with their nuts tucked. It's bullshit. So many people are cowards, is what it comes down to.
That's right, Dabu. That's what it is.
It's what it comes down to. Scared.
I'm too scared.
Rallying with your people's free. Going to the park, meeting up, getting with your people, getting together is free. You don't say it's costing anything to go to a free park. Unless you want to make excuses, which is what a lot of people like to do. They're full of excuses. Those days are gone. Sadly, you know, I know everybody's wishing we get back to normal, but dude, ain't nothing going back to normal. This is hell in a handbasket. This is built back better their way or the highway. You see what I'm saying? I ain't having it. I'm hoping that my state as a whole, all the people within it, ain't having it. Because ultimately, that's where you're going to make your last stand, right? Where you're living, whatever state you're in, whatever area you're in. You hope that the other people around you are like-minded enough to know we're being played. I've got to say that when you come down to my neck of the woods right here in Kentucky, they hate the government. I just say it. It ain't my opinion. That's theirs. They don't trust it left nor right. Although I will say, what you will find all over the place is Trump support. You won't see Joe Biden anything, anywhere. And again, this goes back to the whole thing of people just wanting what we had back. A better way under Trump. We were living better under Trump. And they know that. Those are facts. Can't take it away from them. And as I said before, Trump won that last election. How? Just look at the people that show up at his events. Those are voters. Biden gets no one that shows up. Trump packs stadiums. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this whole thing out. To realize how bad you're being lied to.
Who really won the election?
Again, what are you going to do? Wait till 2024 and they hand you another loss? I ain't having it, dude. I ain't pinning all my hopes on a 1%er. It's going to be the stupidest shit of your life. Anyhow, the military's popping off with some drills up in Virginia. The Marine Corps base in Quantico. This is going to be ongoing. It was happening today. If you saw any crazy lights, if you heard any rumbling, any shaking, anything like that going on in that area, they're saying that they had some training sessions going on. This is going to continue tomorrow. This is going to continue the 22nd, also June 24th. You can see the times there on the screen. The impact of noise, vibrations, and illuminations will vary depending on the atmospheric conditions. So you can see some crazy stuff going on at this base. If you guys get any video footage, let me know. Tooch said that voting is the adult version of writing a letter to Santa. Ah, that was great. That was so great, dude. You deserve like a medal for that one. Hang on the wall behind you. All right, let's get to this dude. This disgruntled dude. Gonna get through some economic stuff here real quick. You guys already know that the coin markets, Bitcoin, all that stuff has crashed. In that, this young UK groom-to-be, I guess, lost all of his money. And he went and he held up a store. And he got busted. And this is the desperation that comes when you have all your money and investments tied up in this crypto thing and then it all gets depleted and it's all gone. You can't even pay the bills. Can't get married. Can't do, you know, all these things. So, he, just a heads up, man. In this game out here, I've warned so many times. Tried to keep people away from getting their ass handed to them. But the crypto market, I tried, and you know it. And this is the outcome. It's like one of the worst things you could see happen. Someone loses it all, and then has to go rob something, and then gets busted doing it. Only thing that didn't happen is, you know, somebody didn't get killed, which is good. But, I mean, it's among one of the worst things. Now, I've got to say that this man, I was going to show this tonight and put this alert out about this guy that was wanted. But he's been arrested. And, the video clip here, I'm going to play it right here off of this. It shows this guy coming to the store. You can see him right here in these frames. He pulls a weapon, cocks it up, points it at this dude. By all accounts, that dude should be dead. By all accounts, this dude right here should be dead. He's holding a child. The gun, the barrel's right at his dome. And you can see he pushes it up and away and then gets out of the way. And the dude backs out of the door. He stands outside looking at the gun in disbelief. Couldn't believe it jammed. Just walks off. Here we go.
Hey, it wasn't his time to
die.
You
see the guy coming from back here.
That's why it jammed.
I guess he already knew these people were in the store or something. I don't know, but this is interesting right here. You're going to see it. Here he goes, right here. He's getting the gun out already, right at the door. Right there. Look, dude's looking right at him. Wow. Watch. He's like, oh, crap, man, this thing's jammed. Yeah, God works in mysterious ways, partner.
Yes, he does. That's why it was jammed, I bet you. It was when you're trying to die.
I don't know what the backstory is, but they've got the dude. They've got the dude arrested. But this dude had an angel looking out for him.
Definitely.
Got the baby, too.
Yeah, dude, the baby's the child.
You hear about stories like that, but you just saw, and that's literally when someone cocks the gun up and goes to blast on someone, and it jams. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, guys. I've shot so many guns, so many handguns. I've never once had a jam. Never once. I've been around it all my life. I've seen it in different instances, but never to me personally. It just shows how rare it can be. You might have had a piece of crap gun too, but anyhow, God watching out for them. And as things start to get crazy, let's look at some of the statistics here of what's happening. For example, auto theft, grand larceny, and transit crimes up more than 50% in New York City alone so far this year. Okay? When you look at New York City Police Department showing their grand larceny numbers, they say that it's up 51.1% with 5,420 incidents as of June 5th compared to just 3,587 the same time the year before. Now, that category had one of the largest upticks during that window, but they go on to say that the mayor was elected to end the crime wave, and apparently that's not happening.
No.
So these people that say, hey, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, apparently this guy isn't doing much of anything. The overall transit crime has surged by 53.6% so far this year. So let's go to the other coast. In Portland, voters decided to decriminalize hard drugs like heroin and all that crap. The stupidest crap in the world. Okay?
That's dangerous.
We can sit there and say that all day long. It doesn't stop them from doing these things up there. No. That's why if they want to live like this and create things like this, they can deal with it. If they want to create zombies, they can deal with the zombies. And they can stay in their own bubble. I mean, that's what's happening. That's why I really do see a civil war breaking out here in this country where states are left all alone or with other states against states that are backed by the federal government and the beast. Yep. That's exactly where it's going.
Let's get to that point.
And in Portland, you've got this turning into just like an open-air market, as they call it. The streets of Portland resemble an open-air drug market. Okay, now, Portland isn't the only place. It's got other outlying towns and areas around it and other cities that are making these same moves. And then look what they say here. The Supreme Court decision that will overturn Roe versus Wade is expected to be released this month. So we've got, 10 days left of the month? Buckle up, guys. Because as they go on to say, a group known as Jane's Revenge, which is a known group, has announced that it is open season on those with pro-life views. It's open season, huh? So how is the federal government, the FBI and the CIA, that's going after Boogaloo Boys and all these other Proud Boys, all these other groups, how are they not taking down Jane's Revenge? How are they not taking down people that are openly threatening off the left side. How are they not doing it? They're right. It is open season. The feds ain't stopping them. And this is garbage. This is like the feds sending their own street thugs out there to do the dirty work. Do you understand me? That's what this equates to.
That's what it looks like.
I've been doing this a long time. I've seen it. From RevComs to BLMs, it's all backed by the government, dude. It's garbage. So maybe you forgot the wave of chaos this past summer when they went city to city to city destroying everything. Well, it looks like that's about to begin again. And it's going to be a little bit different flavored this time. Open season on anyone that has pro-life views, dude. Not just justices and Supreme Court people that are going to have feds and armed guards and the money to have that. It's going to be everyday people. I'm telling you. And you're going to have counter groups and clashing. I don't know. I'm telling you now. From what I've seen, neighborhoods that weren't even expecting to try to get organized, when chaos shows up in your neighborhood, like in Ferguson, for instance, dude, you get organized real quick. Okay? Whether you were planning to or not, they have people on the rooftops with guns down there protecting the houses and everything. And good thing they did. And businesses as well. I'll never forget down there, I heard somebody yell from the rooftop, Dabu 7. I look up and it's dudes with guns. They were like, come up. And I was like, oh my God. I'm down there with a bunch of this chaos in the streets. And I get up there and these dudes are protecting the business. And they watched and followed me and everything else. And they were catching Molotovs and throwing them in buckets of water. Or fireballs. Because people were trying to burn down these buildings. Like chaotic type crap. Burn down the whole city. Burn down every building. We caught this on film time after time after time after time. In so many cities, buildings going up in flames. And it never gets you anywhere. It's the stupidest crap. All you're doing is hurting the neighborhood. It's not like you hurt the mayor. It's not like you hurt the governor. It's not like you hurt the government or did anything. Did anything but hurt your own community. You have to be smart on where you focus your energy. You understand me? You can't just waste it. We're in a crazy time right now where you may only have one shot, and it's got to be everything. It's got to be to the Achilles heel of the beast or to its jugular. You pick. I'd rather just go straight for the jugular and get it over with. But this beast is so big, who can wage war with it as it's written? I pray for fire from heaven to consume them all. You better pray that you can dodge it. Because we live in the devil's playground. Let me go to the next one. 5 men stealing 37 ATMs in Brooklyn and Queens since December of last year. This is how brazen people are getting. It's how bad the crime's getting. And let's go to the other coast. Let's go to San Francisco. The area called Tenderloin. Very similar to what they were just describing with Portland. With drugs open everywhere. With drug dealers basically staking out their turf. They're selling in broad daylight. It's out of control, they say. People just walking around like zombies, as they put it here. Either on heroin or on their PCP or whatever it is. It's an open-air drug bazaar. So there they are using the same language as with Portland. With the open-air drug crap. It's become a drug encampment with nothing but tents and all this stuff up. And it's crazy. This is what the government wants. They're destroying this country. On to the next one here. And thank you, D. White, for all the love. Granted, 369 celebrating the sub streak. I appreciate that to the fullest. The swimming world and their governing body slaps a total ban on transgender athletes. This is a topic that caught quite a bit of attention. That's and rightfully so. And this is just for the swimming. This isn't for track. This isn't for this and that. It's just in this one sport. So they're banning it.
That's good.
But what they're doing is they're creating a whole new open category for just them. They're like, if you guys want to go compete in the Trans Olympic, you know, or whatever, they're having to bow down to that level to create it in their own category for them, so they're not infiltrating the other categories. And it's mostly the males infiltrating the females and overriding them with power and superiority and speed and everything else because they're bigger physically. It's just the way that this world works here in terms of the sizes and all this. It's not fair. It's never fair. You ask me, trying to put a man that is on average way bigger out there to wrestle a girl, it's pathetic. And it's not fair to any of the girls at all. It pisses me off. Bad. I'd lightweight really want to see one step up like Cyborg or Kayla Harrison out there that would knock one of these fools out. make an impression like, you sure? You want to come bang? Because there's chicks out there that can bang. I've met quite a few of them. This pisses me off. And only 28% of Americans support trans athletes being allowed to compete in female sports. I bet you it ain't even that high. 28%. So nobody seen it that way. All right, let's pull up these recession numbers real quick here. Something no one wants to hear, but it's a truth. We're in a time where they're destroying markets, they're manipulating everything, and they've been doing this for a long time. And I wanted to point out that every time that we see these big losses, it's followed by windows of gain. And this just goes back all the way even to the Great Depression, where it lasted some time. It was a big window, but afterwards there was rebounding windows, is the best way to put it. Now, you always hear, always, been hearing forever, as far back as I can remember, that, you know, markets can crash here, there. You got some guys out here saying it's gonna do this, it's gonna do that. But never in history have we gotten to a point to where our money has been so thinned out because they've printed so much that we're in a position that we're in. It's literally, I tweeted out a graph earlier that shows just how beaten up the U.S. dollar is since its inception. But with all of that said, guess what? Someone's buying the dip. That's right. Someone is buying all these dips big time. Crashing stocks, cryptos. The big dogs are buying dips, and they won't stop buying them. You guys don't do this for nothing. Pay attention. Because in this next upswing, and it could be years from now, which projected, that's what they say. They say every time we see a pit like this within 2 years, which would put you at the next election, there begins an upswing where things recover in a positive trend. So if I'm seeing all this buying, it tells me these guys are expecting to ride away up. So it's not like this is the all end yet. They're definitely taking it there, but they're buying the dip is what I'm telling you, and they're buying it in mass. I pay attention to these things. Well, they're crushing every other sector. The UN food chief saying that, and I put a video out on this one, that hell on earth looms from hunger crises triggered by what they want to say is the Ukraine war, but that's not really the case. It's a part, a piece of the puzzle here on the world stage, but this is all part of a global orchestration by a global establishment, the beast as I call it, that's made it this way, okay? All the supply chain stuff, all of everything, the whole scamdemic, the whole thing is being orchestrated by them. Every front is being orchestrated by them. It's their little game that they play. They have nothing else to do. They're rich and powerful. They ain't got to show up for a 9-to-5 tomorrow. All they got to do is wake up and figure out how they're going to rule the world. It's pinky in the brain shit. But that's the way they look at it. All these fools, all these pedos that wake up every day in their castle, filthy rich, nothing better to do than figure out how they're going to control us today. A new way. That's literally how they see it. Now, let's get into the housing market. A crash is imminent. Mortgage rates explode. Price cuts soar. And the buyer demand is collapsing. Well, told you when wood was coming down that this was going to happen. Wood took off months and months back. So too did the price of houses. Where wood went, the prices of everything else followed. Wood has since collapsed all the way down to between 500 and 600, which was my buy window, and you know it. And now, too, comes the housing, because nothing lasts forever. Everything's in swings and motions, you know, highs and lows. You have to get used to that. So these cycles, it's like a pendulum, back and forth, okay? And this isn't good for anyone that didn't get that house sold yet. I mean, there's still a little bit of time, depending on your market, where you're at. I know some people out there are still in the process of doing things. All I'm saying is the mortgage rates are taking off. But that's if you're going to get a 30-year, as they show here. Those rates are going to be different depending on who you go through, so on and so forth. U.S. rent surging to record highs as Americans expect inflation to get worse because the whole game's rigged. Rent prices jumping 20% in Orange County, California. They're up 19.3% in the greater Cleveland area. They're up 15.5% in the Cincinnati area. Nashville and Seattle saw prices over 30%. And Austin, Texas is witnessing an epic rental inflation of over 50%.
Wow.
Insane. New York's median rent costs climbed to $4,000 a month.
That's crazy. $4,000.
New York's median rent is $4,000 a month. Dude, this is insanity. Some of you that are out there in other places are just like, what in the? How could you even afford that? Like, what job do you got?
Yeah, like, really.
For real, like, it's.
Who makes that?
It's insane.
Let alone paying that in a month for just rent. That's crazy.
I mean, insanity. Absolute insanity. Went up 200 in New Hampshire. Thank you, Granite. NYC will be destroyed.
Yeah, doing it like that, it will.
By the most high, yep. You watch, whether it's water, fire, or both. Oh, yeah. Big tsunami wave just wiping it out. But that would affect a lot of the East Coast, not just NYC.
Yeah, it will.
This is all by design. They've ran you out of your homes. They've killed all the jobs, even the generational jobs, family-owned businesses. They've ran people out of their houses and into renting. And BlackRock has bought up all these houses. They're turning around, buying the house that you own, and now renting it to you. And not only renting it to you at way elevated prices.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
Reasonable anymore. This is a scam.
This is crazy.
And they know it too. That's why they're buying them up.
$4,000 a month. That is right up there. I know some people are just still trying to wrap their head around it. How is that? Dude. Insane. Yeah, and it's I had to reset my backup feed there. Germany starts rationing amid Russian cuts. They mandate a return to coal. This is hypocrisy at its finest. The cats don't want to say climate this, climate that. We're going to charge you for your cows and your sheep burps and everything else. And here in the United States, they want to cut you off from being able to sell your natural gas or coal to keep you poor. That's all it's about. Germany is returning to coal. That's right. After pointing the finger at everybody, saying it's your fault for this and that, blah, 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 they're mandating a return to coal.